Revenue Chat episode 167.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. Some quick news here. With over 2 million downloads on my weekly talk shows, our audience is loving our guest interviews, and I just want to say thanks a million. Or actually, thanks 2 million. And I am now on television with the Tony D'Urso TV show. Check it out at TonyDURSO.com/TonyTV. Also, if you want to get major shout-outs for your business, or get interviewed, just go to TonyDURSO.com/TonyTV and check out the links. Also, stick around to the very end for a little story on something I really love. I wonder what that could be. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Here we go. Today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Dr. Greg Summer, award-winning scientific entrepreneur. And here's some facts about Dr. Summer. He's a co-founder and chief scientific officer at Sandstone Diagnostics. He's recognized as a 2015 Bay Area 40 Under 40 by Diablo Magazine. He won numerous entrepreneurial competitions, including the 2017 MedCity Invest Pitch Competition, 2016 Molecular Med Tricon Swimming with the Sharks Competition, 2015 UPS Export Challenge, and the 2013 Sierra Nevada Innovation Challenge. Also, his company Sandstone Diagnostics was also named a 2014 Most Innovative Life Science Company by the San Francisco Business Times. What a great list of accomplishments, Greg. Welcome to Revenue Chat.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me. Let's rev it up.
All right. There you go. I'm very excited to do that. And for our audience here, now we get that you're a scientist and a well-earned PhD, Greg. What is intriguing is your extensive and your award-winning entrepreneurial history. So I got to ask you, how did you become the business expert that you are now? In other words, you went from scientist, well, you still are, from scientist to entrepreneur, and you just killed it. So how did you do that, please?
Well, thanks. I think the drive really comes from, at a scientific level, wanting to see innovations and projects and ideas that you're a part of come to life. And, you know, the startup world of starting a company, building products and services for customers is really a nice channel to do that. And it's really rewarding now with our company having products out there on the market, making a real impact in people's lives to know that we are a part of that. And, you know, that's, I think one of the things that we as scientists really strive for, right, is making discoveries and turning that into new and better way of doing things. In our case, it's in the healthcare space, but, you know, there's a lot of ways to make an impact. Yeah, so we're at a fun spot. The business is growing, and it's really rewarding to see it come to fruition.
Greg, as part of that, Revenue Chat is for entrepreneurs, and I can already hear the audience thinking, what can they learn from taking a scientific approach to be an entrepreneur? We'd love to know if you have any lessons from us, especially you've won so many awards and competitions and pitch competitions. We would just love to get anything that you could share with us on that.
Well, I'm happy to provide any feedback. Maybe just to step back a bit, tell you a little bit about what we're doing here at Sandstone. We're really focused on fertility, and maybe not the area of fertility that you're used to. We're focused on him, the male side of the fertility equation, to help couples conceive. This was an idea that started actually out of the national lab. So one of my co-founders and I, we're research scientists at a government-funded national laboratory. You know, government gets a bad rap these days, but they do also fund a lot of innovative research. And in our case, helped us develop a technology that has a lot of unique and powerful commercial applications. We're in the clinical diagnostic space. So at the labs, we're developing gadgets and gizmos for national defense, specifically biodefense applications. So, you know, the government likes to be in emergency preparedness mode. And if someone were to release a nasty toxic agent, we're developing diagnostic tools that could be used by first responders to help diagnose potentially a large population of people out in the field so that, you know, firefighters and police officers could quickly assess who needed treatment versus who could be just fine. And those are tough challenges from a technology standpoint, but we developed some unique tools to do that and started the company really to commercialize it, recognizing that, you know, for clinical testing, for diagnostics, you're still pretty limited to how those tests are done. That you have to go to a lab or a doctor's office, have your blood drawn, send it to the lab, wait a few days, and you get your results. And that workflow is cumbersome and prohibitive for a lot of reasons. So we wanted to develop tools that allow people to do clinical tests at home. We are starting in male fertility for a few reasons. One, from a technology standpoint, we knew that we could build a very precise sperm counter. And when it comes to fertility, on the man's side, his sperm count is a very important factor for a couple's ability to get pregnant. But secondly, from a market standpoint, you know, it quickly became apparent to us that fertility is a big industry. It's a big business. But nearly everything in the fertility space today focuses on women. You know, there's, especially at the consumer level, where there's apps and tools and ovulation trackers to help women hone in on their particular most fertile time of the month. But there's very few options for men, and men are still kind of relegated to, if a couple's trying long enough, you know, the man will get a semen analysis at a fertility clinic. It's obviously not the most enjoyable experience for us guys to have to go into to have a semen analysis done. It's kind of a little bit awkward and embarrassing, and accessibility still for men's fertility testing remains limited. So we wanted to build a solution that was built around him as this guy who's trying to be a dad, and how do we help him early and often to do everything he can to help the couple reach those parenthood goals. So out of that analysis and exercise came Track. So our lead product is called Track Male Fertility Testing System. You can find it at our website, which is trackfertility.com. Track is the first product that allows men to measure and track and try to improve their sperm count all at home. So this is a device you don't have to send in your sample. This is actually a device that allows you to test and measure your sperm count entirely in the comfort and privacy of your own home. And there's a lot of innovation in it. So, you know, it's a piece of hardware. It's actually like kind of like a mini centrifuge that you can run at your home. It's run on AA batteries, has a little motor in it. And it's based on a technology called centrifugal microfluidics that is kind of a big term. But basically, we're spinning down the biological sample, in this case, a man's semen sample, to provide an accurate and very highly precise measurement of the concentration of sperm cells in a sample, and give you a very accurate, lab accurate sperm count result, all in the comfort of your own home. And this is kind of a new approach to fertility. So instead of, we're trying to change the status quo from, if you've been trying long enough, going to get a semen test, to let's get tested early. And not only that, but if your sperm count's a little bit on the low side, we want to help you do everything you can to get it on the high side. And sperm count's a unique health parameter for men, where relatively small changes to a man's health and lifestyle habits can make a big impact. And when it comes to a couple's ability to get pregnant, more is better. And that can be the difference maker.
Greg, this is very different. Is it the fact that people can do this at home, or the man can do this at home? Is that what makes you different from competitors, which also is not very many out there?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. You know, the whole idea of testing and tracking your sperm count is not only a new idea, but a new approach to fertility. We do have a few other competitors, but where Track really stands out is in treating male fertility not as a static health condition, but rather as a very dynamic health condition, and it's something that can change. You know, you might not realize this, but sperm counts change a lot. They go up or down for a lot of reasons. They vary day to day, week to week, month to month for a lot of different factors. And so the reason that's important is that what we're doing here with Track is trying to harness those changes and provide men with a personalized tool set of things that he can do to maximize his sperm production. You know, for instance, Track is very much a digital health tool. So we have our testing system, but we also have an app. We have web tools all built around an ecosystem of insights that can help men take steps to maximize their sperm production. You know, if you tell us that you're overweight and you sit in a hot tub and you're a smoker and you mountain bike every day, we'll tell you why those might be issues for your sperm production and give you some tips and guidance on what you can do to curb those behaviors, adopt a little bit more of a sperm healthy lifestyle. And, you know, a few months, even a few weeks can make a big difference and, you know, get your sperm count back up to tilt the odds of conception back into your favor.
Greg, do you have any kind of success with couples trying to have a child, trying, and then using your methodology, your techniques, and then being successful? Do you have any statistics on this?
Oh, Tony, it's the best part of my job is the stories we get from men who are using the product and tell us that they're pregnant and how excited they are that they're now going to be dads. You know, I think that moment in men's life when their wife tells them that they're pregnant, however they get told, is a very special, very unique time. And the fact that we're now a part of that with a lot of men and that they're open enough to tell us their story and celebrate with us is, you know, I've been doing this for 6 years now, and it makes all the hard toils and pains that go with building a startup from the ground up worth it to see it now on the market making a difference, you bet.
Thank you for sharing that. That is quite astounding here and quite different. A concept some of us may not have or may not have thought of, but there you go. Now, if again, that site, your company's called Track Fertility, but Track, just for the audience, is T-R-A-K. There's no C, T-R-A-K-Fertility.com. Greg, if someone wants to get a hold of you, are they able and ask you questions, can they reach you at this site?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, go to the site. You know, we have chat windows. We have contact information out there. And we're a startup, so we're, you know, especially early in the commercialization phase here, we love to hear from people, both current customers and potential customers. The resource that we have that I would point your listeners to is we also have an educational site all built around male fertility called don'tcookyourballs.com. And this is actually a website and an ecosystem and a platform that we developed pretty early in our company, recognizing that, you know, fertility is a tough topic. You know, it's an uncomfortable topic, and I can, you know, conversations like these tend to invoke thoughts and insights and questions that maybe a lot of guys don't think about.
Tony here, and I have something really cool to tell you as a fellow Apple device owner for many years. This episode is brought to you by JAMF Now. JAMF Now helps you set up, manage, and protect your Apple devices on demand. It's pretty easy to keep track of your own Mac, iPad, or iPhone. But what about the other Apple devices in your organization? Well, as a business grows, so does its collection of devices, making it increasingly harder to manage everyone's iPad, iPhone, and Mac. This is especially true if employees are in different locations. Well, with JAMF Now, you can check real-time inventory, configure Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy applications, protect sensitive company data, and even lock or wipe a device from anywhere. That's cool. JAMF Now manages and protects your devices so you can focus on your business instead. No IT experience needed. I like that. And listeners can start securing their business today, setting up the first 3 devices for free forever. That's incredible. And for just $2 more a month per device. Create your free account today at jamf.com/revenue chat. That's J as in Jeep, A as in America, M as in mother, F as in friend.com/revenue chat. jamf.com/revenue chat. And we're back with Dr. Greg Summer, award-winning scientific entrepreneur.
When it comes to getting pregnant, this is something that can really sneak up on couples, and especially on men. You know, I think a lot of young guys kind of assume that when it comes to the fertility side, that they're okay or they're healthy or, you know, not going to likely to have an issue. That comes from a lot of different places. You know, I think we're taught in middle school and high school to, you know, we go overboard with the safe sex and prevention. And you kind of get this mindset that as soon as you have unprotected intercourse that you're going to be pregnant. And the reality is for couples who are out there trying to get pregnant, that's not often the case. And it can take a long time. And, you know, infertility rates are going up. They're not going down. In fact, the fertility rate in this country just hit another all-time record low. And it's starting to be not just a fertility problem, but an economic problem that we're not reproducing at the rate that we used to or that we need to be to sustain our economy. So it's an unfortunate outcome, but it's actually something that's finally getting the attention that it deserves, and people are recognizing that men play just as much of a role in this issue as women do, and building awareness for it. But, you know, back to the education component, we started the website at don'tcookyourballs.com recognizing that this is a tough thing to talk about. And you know, you're not likely to go out and have a beer with your buddies and talk about your sperm count, but you know, you're still having this issue. It's a very stressful and painful thing that couples are going through. Millions of couples are going through this every day, and they're reaching out for solutions and answers on the web, and we're able to provide a service there to help men understand even just the very basics of how reproduction works and what sperm count is and why it's important, and provide some insight and feedback that can go a long way. Now, with most things in healthcare, education is more powerful than anything, and being able to educate yourself, open those lines of communication, ask the right questions can go just as far as any therapeutic can in a lot of cases.
Greg, this is all very new and very different, and I'm sure that there are entrepreneurs out there that are going to be helped by this because it can be a problem, and you're right. People don't normally talk about this while they're out for dinner with their friends or whatever, and I personally don't know the size or extent of it, but you say that it is an issue, and the success of your company points out it is an issue for the entrepreneur. So we keep our particular audience engaged. They'd like to know, you've taken a subject which is not very well discussed, and you've made it into a very successful company. Now, we have a lot of entrepreneurs and businessmen out here who have products and services that are openly discussed, and they're having issues getting their company successful. It's remarkable what you've done and how you've approached it. And that's kind of why I go back to this scientific approach. There's got to be something here, and that I think, you know, and I think also something you could do classes on as well, because you're able to take something not very well talked about and make it successful. What about everyone else that has something that, you know, is just a regular, more common talked about service or product? So we'd love to hear perhaps the mythology on how you've taken this to the market.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you a few points on that. Yeah, we're in the healthcare space, and the healthcare space is rapidly changing in all facets. You know, how we pay for healthcare, how we access it is all changing at a remarkably fast clip. You know, some good, but mostly good, some bad, but you know, these things just take time to work out. But what we do know is consumers are increasingly getting empowered to take better care of their healthcare. Part of that is looking at your health data from not just a static reactionary point, but more of a trending and dynamic perspective. And what I mean by that is the research and data is increasingly showing that, you know, how these markers of your health change over time is in many ways more important than what it is at any given point in time. You know, that's true for diabetes management and looking at cancer markers. You know, the ability to monitor and track these things dynamically provides a whole new way of treating and taking care of one's health. And that the fertility space is kind of uniquely underserved and antiquated, especially on the male side. You know, the way that male fertility tests have been done hasn't really changed much in 80 years. You know, when we set out, we took some lessons from what's happening in healthcare. Why do these approaches work in other aspects of health conditions and diseases? I mean, could we take some of those learnings and apply it to fertility? And, you know, fortunately, in our case, sperm count is ripe for that, where looking at sperm counts over time can provide a whole another way of improving one's chances of conception. And not only that, but addressing a man's overall health. So we've taken advantages of the way the consumerization of healthcare has been trending. You know, for instance, you can buy our product right on Amazon. You can buy our product through channels that make it easy to do one-click shopping. It'll show up from UPS in a day or two right on your doorstep. It's in a plain brown box that, you know, it's not like it says in gigantic lettering sperm counter on it. It's just, you know, something that's sitting there ready for you. You can use it on your own time, on your own turf. And that brings a lot of advantages for guys who are otherwise relegated to, you know, making that appointment, going down to the local fertility clinic. You don't know who's sitting in the waiting room.
That's even more embarrassing.
Provide your sample, hand it to the poor nurse that's waiting outside the room, and then hopefully, you know, don't make eye contact on the way back out to your pickup truck. That's just a little bit terrifying for guys who are, you know, not just scared of that, but they're going through something where, you know, where this isn't happening and it's causing major issues. So, yeah, I think for anything, there's so many opportunities to make things better. You know, there's better ways to do everything. And if you're an entrepreneur trying to build a business, look for what are the big pain points out there that's preventing customers from having the best experience that they can, and see if you can fill it. And the more you can reduce the friction, the ability to do something, make it easier and more empowering for the customer, then, you know, you're likely to have a good chance of success.
That's definitely very good advice, and we appreciate that, Greg. And I like to find out, I think one of the factors that makes you successful, the appearance I have, is you've got a really strong purpose on this. And so let's talk about what's your purpose and your personal drive that makes you do what you do on this.
You know, I'll give you a stat that you might not know. Men die 5 years earlier than women on average. And that's pretty remarkable when you think about it, about how many advances we have in healthcare and longevity. The fact that there's still a 5-year gap in that life expectancy is astounding. And it's pointed to a lot of different reasons, but, you know, it's very clear that men are not engaging with their healthcare as much as they need to be. The rates of chronic diseases in men is skyrocketing. And it's not just physical diseases, it's also mental health and feelings of isolation. And, you know, the suicide rate is at an unprecedented clip, and it's affecting men at a much higher rate than it is women. And I think it all comes back to kind of what you do early in life. And so, yes, we're a fertility company, but I think when you look at us in a year or two, you're going to look at Sandstone. That's a men's health company, and that's a company that's focused on really helping men be their best and live their overall health. And fertility is a nice entry point to that discussion for us, because you're at a time in a man's life when, you know, he's still kind of young, but he's transitioning into the adult phase. You know, a lot of our customers are relatively newly married. They're selling off their, you know, used dorm furniture that they've had for 6 years. They're settling down. And they're finally ready to start that family. And it's a nice time to motivate him towards healthier behaviors. You know, the things we recommend our men do to improve their sperm production and improve their fertility are all based on good overall health principles, like, you know, losing weight and stopping smoking and being a little bit more physically active. Let's get up and move a little bit. Let's try to sleep a little bit better. These things are all good general things for your health. And if we can use fertility and the ability to start your family, get pregnant and have kids as a ways to motivate men towards these healthy behaviors, that's only going to provide really impactful benefits, not only in the short term for helping him get pregnant or helping the couple get pregnant, but also to helping men live healthier and hopefully live longer.
Yeah. Greg, you touched on something which got a light bulb going off on my head. Is there any relation between fertility and men living longer? And do you have any statistics or information on that?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. We work very closely with some of the top urologists in the space, the top urologists who do research in the area of men's reproductive health. And they've published extensively on it. In fact, there was a paper that came out just a few years ago showing that men who have infertility issues are at a much higher risk of early death than men who are fertile, men who have children. You know, I have two kids, and thankfully, unfortunately, we have baby number three on the way. Todia, I don't know if you have kids or not, but we often joke that, you know, our kids are killing us, but in fact, it's actually the opposite. That, you know, data shows pretty clearly that men who are fathers are more likely to live longer. And I think it comes back to the overall health aspect. You know, men's health, men's physiology is all connected. It's all one system. You know, the leg bone's connected to the hip bone's connected to the arm bone. And when you're living healthier, when you're in better shape, better fitness, you know, your blood's pumping, you're making testosterone, you're producing sperm. And, you know, at the end of the day, I really think it's just that simple. And so as you take steps to impact your fertility, you're going to see benefits in your health and longevity as well.
I think that's very impressive. So improve the fertility, can live longer and enjoy life more and so forth. I think that says it right there. Well, thank you so much once again, Dr. Greg Sommer, award-winning scientific entrepreneur. His website is trackfertility.com. That's T-R-A-K. You can go there, check it out, and in the comfort of your own home, take care of what you need. And you can more than likely live longer because you're healthier. And isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
Once again, thank you so much, Greg. It was great. And all right, to everyone, thank you, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. Stick around in just another moment. I'm going to tell you about something I really love. If you like this interview, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? It's the purple icon on your Apple device. A sentence or two is just fine. Thanks in advance. Our next episode is with Jack Yost, Leadership and Followership with Completed Staff Work. You heard that a majority of businesses fail. Don't be a statistic. Get my book free, The Vision Map. Beat the odds for your business success. Get it free at tonydurso.com/vision. And set up your own successful vision map. tonydurso.com/vision. Here's a story about something I really love. After Ronan tore his ACLs and was unable to walk, he was no longer able to go to his favorite place, the Angels Stadium, and look for his buddies, the Cats. It was a very rough time for Ronan, and we got a flatbed cart for him to ride on to take him on his bathroom breaks. You can see one of those clips on my YouTube channel somewhere. Ronan was a sight to see, and it was comical to see this huge dog riding a flatbed cart for those who didn't know he was disabled. And now, Ronan had to find some way of entertaining himself and fill the void of his cat buddies. He would sit on his cart and watch the cars and people go by till he was ready to go back home. Then one day, a stray cat appeared on scene. Ronan was in heaven! A buddy! Ronan no longer longed to go to the stadium. Now that he had a cat in the neighborhood to play with, he would watch this ginger cat in pure amazement, and she would position herself just far enough away from him to watch him. It was a mutual admiration. As days went by, the cat would approach closer and closer till she estimated that a distance of about, 10 feet was safe enough. Ronan wanted to meet her and couldn't figure out why she would flee when he made any sudden movements. The cat could sense Ronan was injured and was less threatening. This ginger cat filled the void in Ronan's life and helped him heal by giving him something to look forward to every day. The cat was there for several months while Ronan convalesced and his legs were getting stronger bit by bit, and he was walking a tiny bit more each day. However, he needed the cart to take him to the bathroom for some 10 months, and thus we called it the Ronan Trolley. Go to my Facebook album page at Tony S. D-U-R-S-O, remember that S, and look for the album of What I Love. You'll see some pictures of Ronan on the Ronan Trolley. And stay tuned for the next episode to hear what happened to his cat buddy. All right, thanks again, everyone, and until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.